This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports each week. And Woods, what makes great the baseball so great is you can take the same situation and everyone can have a different view on it.
Yeah.
We had Adam Jones on earlier, and he said he thought the umpires were correct not to eject Mackenzie Gore in that situation. Didn't think it was intentional. Why would he throw down at his feet? But if I was following his Twitter timeline correctly last night, Brett Boone thinks a little more like us, that it was almost a mandatory ejection that didn't happen. Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Bank. No, not think like us. We think like the correct side of the ledger.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, Adam Jones, I love you. But at that point, it's not about intent. It's not about intent. When you're warned, and you're a big pitcher. And if it, to be honest with you, I looked at the pitch. It didn't look like he meant to hit it. It looked like he was about to win $1 billion. And they said, the only thing you can't do is hit him. And he hit him. That's my reaction. But at that point, this is the big leagues. It doesn't matter. You were warned 7 seconds ago.
Right.
You were not to hit the man in question on top of it. And you drill him. So it doesn't matter in that particular situation. It doesn't matter. You're out of the game. Period. Whether you meant to drill him or not, it doesn't matter. I just warned you. So That's my take on it.
Yeah, I think it was ours too. And yeah, listen, I mean, if rules are rules and you're going to hand out warnings, I mean, it's like, Brett, you're a dad. I mean, how does that go over? Don't
yes,
do that.
I am,
you do it.
I am a father.
Yeah. And you know, hey, don't do that or you're going to get in trouble. And then they do it and you're like, oh, never mind. I don't think you meant to do it. It doesn't matter. Like, the rules are the rules.
I'll tell you, it's like the back and forth with, you know, this game I played for so long. It's like at a certain point, you know, hey, he didn't mean to hit you. Well, there's been three or four hit batters. At that point, it doesn't matter
right.
whether he meant to hit you. We are going to square this up. And sometimes I was the one that was going to wear one. And it's like, I understand that pitcher doesn't want to hurt me. There's not a personal thing between pitcher and myself. But it's just how we even the score. It's like being out. It's out, like being out in the wild. You know, it's like this is how nature takes care of things.
Yeah.
Well, our nature in the big leagues, this is how we take care of things, and it's an eye for an eye. Always has been. Always will be. It's a little bit different now because the umpires get more involved in a more swift sense. But at the end of the day, you're going to take care of business. And yesterday, it doesn't matter. You meant to drill him. You didn't mean to drill. It doesn't matter. Everything going on. The last thing you do is drill the person in question right here who's in the middle of all this with the first pitch of the game. You're automatically gone. It's not a question. Yeah, I know you didn't mean to hit him. Whatever. I just told you not to hit him. And you hit him. You're a big leaguer. You got to have better control than that.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you know, it's interesting now how the game has evolved a little bit. Now, you know, the Padres decided, I think, and I've been wrestling a lot with this, Brett, because there's this thing that's happened in San Diego, and it's not only under Mike Schilt, it was under Andy Green, it was under Jace Tingler, it was under Bob Melvin, and it's now kind of under Mike Schilt as well, where there's been a lot of up and in, a lot of guys drilled, not a lot of, you know, retaliation. You know, you say eye for an eye, it always has been, always will be. You know, I think the Padres looked at last night and said, we got to win this baseball game, first and foremost. Now, doesn't mean something can't happen today or won't happen right. today. Doesn't mean it won't happen in Washington. But I think, you know, at some point, Mike Schilt, he has talked about having a long memory. I file things away, but, you know, I don't know, man. Like, did you think maybe Major should have gone up and in, not up and in, or thrown at somebody's hip last night or something?
I think you hit it on the head. Our job as big league players is to win the game at all costs. Now, if one of my teammates has been wronged and he thinks he's wronged, we will take care of business. But you got to pick the right time and the right place. You time win the game at all costs. Nothing interferes with that, the W's and the L's. It might be something. Here's my experience. I don't recall at all the managers I played for, and I played for a lot of great managers, the manager ever coming to a pitcher and say, I want somebody going down.
Yep.
Never remember that. I remember a bullpen, a veteran bullpen. Those are the guys that usually handle that. It's not a discussion. I never had a pitcher come up to me and say, Booney, I'm going to take care of this for you. It would just take care of itself. Those guys in the bullpen, they're down there for a reason. They're crazy people. And they don't have a lot to do during the game. And they throw coins and they have a good time out there.
Playing dice and whatnot.
That's what they do. They watch every game. They watch their players. They watch their team. They've got their back. I played where I had a bullpen with a Norm Charlton and a Jeff Nelson and an Arthur Rhodes. And they didn't tell me when they were going to drill somebody. But you knew, just using common sense, if something went down in a game, those guys were going to handle it. Once again, right time, right place. And it was unspoken. It was a nod. It was, if somebody would drill somebody, they'd kind of give me a look at second base, give me a wink like, we got your back. And it was never discussed. That's how I was brought up. That's how it always was going down. But you're right, Woodsy. When you say you got to win the game, absolutely you win the game at all costs. You never jeopardize winning a game to get even with an opponent. It might be next year in spring training on a backfield in a B game where somebody wears one and they kind of look at them like, yeah, that was for last year, right? Yeah. Okay. Now we're square.
Yeah.
And we move on and we play the game, but it will be taken care of somewhere.
I got a question for you, Booney. So as a veteran, talking about policing the game and doing it the old school right way, and it will be taken care of Does that ever actually have any effect? It's not like it's going to stop people from throwing inside. Other guys are going to get hit. Or is it just the emotional satisfaction that kind of a team needs to move on? It's the closure that allows you to kind of move on and then get your business done, get your job done, because someone on your team has taken care of it.
It is. It's the closure. It's weird. Like I said, it's like being out in the wilderness. This is how things rectify themselves. I remember I got a great quicks. I'll keep it as quick as I can. I'm in Philadelphia, and this is in the mid-90s. A teammate of mine was Mark Portugal, great pitcher for the Houston Astros, came over to the Reds for a while. Well, he was pitching for Philly, and we were in town, and we'd been teammates a few years ago. We're in a blowout game. It's like 9-1 in the sixth. I get to first base. I'm in la-la land. I'm not even thinking about it. Nobody's holding me on. I steal second. Without even thinking about the situation of the game, I think Francona's managing. He's looking at me like, Booney, what are you doing? Larry Boa is yelling at me. And I'm going, I felt like I wanted to crawl into a hole because I'm like, I didn't mean to do that. What am I doing? I know better than this. You know, and all I'm thinking is, oh, no, rain delay. Okay, we finished the game. I go over during the rain delay. I knock on the door. I see Terry. I say, I just want to apologize, man. I said, that is the last thing I would say. He goes, yeah, Booney, some people are pissed off in the Philly. I said, and they should be. I just want to let you know. It was like I blacked out. I didn't mean to steal. I'm not trying to. He knew, you know, by my sincerity. So Portugal's pitching the next day. And he calls me, and we go out and have a pop after the game. And he goes, Booney, do you realize the position you've put me in? I said, I do, Porch. I said, dude, just don't hit me in the head. He called me in the middle of the night. He says, I can't sleep. He goes, because I have to drill you tomorrow. And I said, and I'm ready for it. Just hit me in the ass or something. But, sorry, we're on
radio. No, you're good. Okay. Ass is fine. Good. Even Ben says ass.
And here's the thing. The next day, we got rained out. Never had to face Portugal, and I don't think Philly ever got even with me. But that's how deep it goes. And Porch was a buddy of mine, a guy I respected. We went to battle many times. But that situation, even though he was convinced, he knew I meant nothing by it.
Yep.
He knew it was just a complete just miscalculation on my point. He knew I didn't mean to show anybody up. He, my good buddy, had to drill me. That's the way the game is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is such a fantastic story. Him sitting there losing sleep about it at night going,
I don't want to do this. Jeez, like, oh, it was just so awkward.
You don't mind necessarily getting hit if you don't know it's coming. If you know it's coming,
correct.
You're like, oh my God.
Right.
Like, standing like there,
I gotta
hit
protect,
you.
Yes. You got to protect that elbow bone and that yes. wrist, those ones that really hurt when it hits. It's like just, and you're trying to make sure it hits you in the flesh. But usually when you do that, it hits you like right on the tip of the elbow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It brings you to your knees. Unbelievable.
That's greatness, man. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. So, the way that they're playing right now, that game last night when they got down, you know, it certainly sucked the air out of me when they took the lead, then they gave it right back. But when they got it back at that point, Donovan Solano gets that knock, and next thing you know, Padres are rolling, cruising to victory. The grand slam for Profar was electric. I mean, the place, Booney, like, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. These guys, they expend a lot of energy to be, you know, a couple of games over 500, a couple of games below 500. Can this last? I mean, you can't play every game at this frenetic pace. I mean, at some point, a 9-1 blowout, either way, is going to be probably welcome for these guys. But it has just been hair on fire for the last couple weeks for this team.
It's been awesome to watch. Two nights ago, you know, when they come back, it was, what were they, down two, down three?
Three.
To come back and win that game, was big enough. Then yesterday was like a movie. I mean, Profar's getting screamed at. Bench is kind of semi-clear, you know, push and shove. Machado has words with the catcher.
Yeah.
Seems to be like the adult talking to the youngster. We get it sorted out. Profar gets drilled, smiles, goes to first. Machado hits the first pitch out. Okay, that's storybook. But come on, Profar hits a grand slam.
Unreal.
It's like you're just adding to it. I think this team is good. I think they've always been good. It's just been a puzzling team to not only me, probably you and the city of San Diego,
yep,
with all the talent they've had, to play as average. I look at the National League. You know, I think there's two elite teams. I think there's Philly and then there's L.A. I think Atlanta and Milwaukee are in that second tier. And then everybody else is right there. Today, if the season ended, the Padres are in the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. But I think they've really underachieved as a roster. If I look at the talent, position by position, I think they've underachieved as a roster. Now, Yu Darvish, he had a setback elbow, went out for the hamstring. Now he's got an elbow. Musgrove, wait and see on him. Those two are going to be really pivotal. I mean, you've got to have those guys in your rotation. But the bullpen's been okay. And the guy at the end, Suarez, man, I'm watching this guy. It's like this guy, you talk about a Bautista with the Orioles a year ago. You talk about Clase in Cleveland. This kid, Suarez, is about as the game's over as it is. And he's just pumping heaters. And it's like, here, see if you can hit it. And they can't. He's been unbelievable. I think 19 out of 20 or 20 out of 21. So they've got the pieces in place. I still think they got to go out and look for some pitching. I really do. But that this National League is so vulnerable this year, and really
be exciting to see what's happened at Petco Park. Jackson Merrill actually said that an opponent came up to him and said, "This is a ridiculous atmosphere. It is so electric at Petco Park." And well, you know, it wasn't always that way, but it's become a pretty special place to play, to watch a game, and it's a whole lot of fun.
No, I've been to two games this year, and it's been like that electricity. And I'm sure right now it's rocking a lot more than those two games I went to. And it was electric then. So, you know, I've been to a few venues in my life. Safeco Field, now T-Mobile in Seattle, during the early 2000s was unbelievable. Anytime I'd go to New York, especially in the postseason, Yankee Stadium, that's a different level. I think right now what you're seeing in Philadelphia, I mean, that place is electric. But I'm telling you, Petco's moving up the pecking order, and I think Petco's in that conversation for most electric venues right now. And it's pretty awesome to watch, especially because I'm so close to it being in San Diego.
Appreciate it, Booney, as always. Take care. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.